Hi, Beverly, please.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. This is regarding your inquiry for the Double Provera lawsuit. Are you still interested in participating in the lawsuit?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have an attorney helping you at the moment?
I'm sorry?
Do you have an attorney?
Forgive me, I'm driving, so I'm on my way to work.
Yeah, no problem. I'll make it quick. You don't have an attorney, correct?
Correct, right.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, or know of someone that was diagnosed?
Yes.
You were diagnosed with meningioma?
I was diagnosed.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How long ago was this? Was this a while ago, or?
Yeah, this was, gosh, some like definitely some years.
7 years ago?
Yeah, about that.
Around
yeah.
that time.
Yeah.
Well, most importantly, how are you feeling presently, Ms. Marsh?
Well, I'm definitely doing better. I suffer like memory loss and you know, things like that, and
yeah I hear that a lot with meningioma. It's just like memory loss and headache,
weight gain, which is memory loss, weight gain is one of the absolute worst.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that, but I'm glad to hear that things are gradually getting better for you, Ms. Marsh. I do have some more questions now that you have advice that you do have a meningioma. Is now a good time? As long as you don't have an attorney already helping you.
No, I do not.
Okay.
Now is a good time. I'm going to pull over in a couple of moments and do I have a little more time to, but yes, now is a good time. I'm trying to.
So I understand if you have to put me on hold or if you have to, you know, pull over. But for now, let me continue on with a few more questions.
Okay.
So I always have to double check. You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Double Provera lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Any of the above.
So you are willing to affirm. Okay.
Yes.
And then are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year. Is this correct?
More than 1 year. 1 year, but correct.
Okay. And then was the meningioma located in the spine or brain area?
Brain, not brain area.
Okay. And I know you mentioned this was around 7 years ago. We're in 2025 now. So 7 years ago would have been 2018. Does that sound correct?
So I started taking it like the shots in 2015 and stopped in 2018.
Okay. So you started taking Depo Provera in 2015?
Yeah.
And stopped in 2018. So 2018 was when you were diagnosed, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I do have to put an actual date, even if it's not the exact date, at least a guesstimate. So was it like spring of 2018, summer,
so
winter?
I was diagnosed around July 15th, 2018.
Okay. July 15, 2018?
Yes.
Okay, let me put that on here. And then can I get your date of birth, please, Ms. Marsh?
1/15/1970.
Okay. 1/15/1970. And then do you, I know I asked you earlier, but just double checking, you don't know of anybody else that we can assist as far as a sister, a coworker, anyone that we can assist?
Yeah.
That was also on the depot?
Yeah, there are a couple other, yes, people that I could call up in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can send you my direct number. You can always refer them to me through a text message. I'll send you a text message with my direct number, okay?
Okay, appreciate that.
Okay. And did you take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
The Pfizer.
Yes, name brand injectable. Do you remember it being the name brand? It was not generic?
The name was Pfizer. I do remember that.
Okay. From your recollection, it was not generic, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So it was not generic, and it was not Depo sub-Q Provera. Do you remember sub-Q Provera at all?
I do not.
Okay, no problem. We can just put Depo Provera on here. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months. And I know you mentioned you used it for quite some time. But
I'm sorry, I really didn't hear what you cut out.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum, the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months?
Absolutely. And yes, it was once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months, 4 injections total. Okay. Within
1 year,
and I know some of these questions, I know the answer to, however, I have to ask them, and I know they may sound redundant, but I have to ask them, okay? Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then did you, you started using Depo Provera in 2015. Was that summer of 2015? Winter, spring?
Summer, let me see. Summer. Yeah, I believe it
okay.
was summer.
Okay, so is it safe to say around like July 5th of 2015? Again, it could be a guesstimate. It doesn't have to be the exact date.
Yeah, I would say like around July, yeah.
Okay.
October. No,
October?
It was October.
Okay.
October of 2015 is when I started.
Got it. Okay, so would it be safe to
say?
October 5th of 2018, we can put that date down. Is that okay?
So, okay, sure. October 5th, 2015 is when I started taking.
Yes.
Yes.
2015.
And then I stopped in July in 2018.
Okay. So stopped July. And I know you were diagnosed the 15th of 2018, July 15th. So did you stop taking Depo Provera around that time?
So I stopped. It was 2018. Yeah, it was 2018.
So should we put the diagnosing date on the date that you stopped? So that would be 7/15/2018.
So, I guess because I diagnosed the 15th of July, 2018, and then I started treatment not long after the 22nd of July of 2018. So,
okay. Can put you stopped around 7/15 of 2018 around your diagnosing date, okay? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me put your name on this section here, Ms. Beverly Marsh. Do you have a middle initial?
M.
M as in Mary?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Ms. Marsh, we do require a social security in order to move forward, and this is for the law firm to match your medical records to your identity, so this is for your protection.
Oh, my.
Even if you don't feel comfortable just yet giving your full social, we can at least accept the last four, and this is just for me to continue.
Okay, I'll give the last four. Cause,
okay.
Yeah. 2957.
Okay, 2957. Thank you for that, Ms. Marsh. And then I have an email address on file. It is B-E-V as in Victor, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, R as in River, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, dot B as in Boy, M as in Mary, 70@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and then I have a cell phone number, 856-842-7360. That's your cell phone, correct?
Correct.
Contact preference, and this is for the law firm to know, I have to pick one. Would it be phone call, text, or email?
Text, because sometimes my phone service is very crappy.
Oh, got it. Okay, good to know. And then best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening? I have to pick one.
Morning.
Okay. And then your home address, Ms. Marsh?
201 Blackwood Clementon Road, Lindenwald, New Jersey, apartment 1703, 08021.
Okay. Let me look it up really quickly. Give me 1 second here. Is it 201 Blackwood Clementon?
Yes, Blackwood Clementon Road, Lindenwald,
uh-huh.
New Jersey, 08021.
Okay, got
Excuse
it.
Me,
apartment 1703.
Yes.
Okay. And then it's Blackwood Clementon Road in Clementon, New Jersey. Is that correct?
Well, it's actually Lindenwald, New Jersey.
Oh.
But, I mean, Clementon, it's...
It's coming up as Clementon.
Yeah, Clementon is fine. Because,
okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then 08021, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, was the double Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Doctor.
Do you remember the doctor's name? We do
it's
have to have a doctor's name on there.
Dr.
Or
Melissa.
Melissa.
Gelasso. Gelasso.
In New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Did you say Dr. Melissa Felisa Gelasso?
No. Melissa, Gelaso.
Oh, got it. Okay. I did find Melissa Gelasso, and gynecologist in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it looks like she's at 445 Herfville. Cross Keys
Cross
Road?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that information.
Sure.
Let me just enter this really quickly. Was there a specific facility that you were going to? Like, was there a name for the facility? Was it a hospital? I'm not really
Jefferson,
seeing it on here.
The hospital named Jefferson and Stratford.
Okay.
Jefferson Hospital, Stratford, New Jersey.
Okay. Jefferson Hospital. Jefferson Township Hospital. It's coming up as Jefferson Washington Township. Or staff?
Yes.
Stratford?
Well, that was Stratford, yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Let me put her phone number. The phone number is coming up as 856-557-7530. Does that sound familiar?
It does. It's so long ago.
I don't expect you to remember, but as long as it sounds familiar.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. There's also another number. I guess I can put the hospital number as well. And that is 856-346-6000. And Jefferson Stafford Hospital in New Jersey, Melissa Gelasso. And then now it's asking, how many times were you injected with the double Provera? We could do the math here. So you started, let's see, 2015, and then you stopped in 2018, so that would be 3 years total. So around 12 times, because that would be 3 years total, and then 4 times each time, each year.
Okay, thank you, because I'm not great at the math.
No problem. I have a calculator here. I'm not either, so I'm like, calculators help for sure. Perfect. So around 12 times from the information that you provided, that's what I came up with. And then let's see here, prescribing doctor's name. So your prescribing doctor, that was Melissa Gelasso.
Yes.
I will put her information in this section as well. Just a few seconds here. And then now it's asking about your pharmacy information. So this was a local pharmacy that you would visit for any depot-related items or medication for your meningioma. Anything that was prescribed to you related to, you know, this lawsuit, what pharmacy would that be?
It was actually at the hospital.
Okay. So we can put Stratford Hospital on there?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put that in here. Let's see. Let me see if there's like a specific number for that hospital pharmacy. Alrighty. So, Ms. Marsh, was the diagnosis of the meningioma, what was the method of your diagnosis? Was that a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Well, both, yes. CT scan,
okay.
MRI, biopsy.
And a biopsy as well.
And correct.
Okay.
And drew blood from my arm.
Let me write that in the notes here. Drew blood from her diagnosis. Okay, let's see here. And now your diagnosing doctor. So we know that Melissa Gelasso was your prescribing doctor. Who diagnosed you?
Moody, Kevin, I want to say.
And I can jog your memory by maybe looking up the facility. As long as you remember something, we can look it up on Google.
The neurosurgeon. Never been the neurosurgeon. Andrew Z, that's hard to pronounce his name. Dandelay.
Okay.
Like that.
Let me look up neurosurgeon in New Jersey to see what comes up. I did put, did you say Android?
Andro, A-N-D-R-O.
Okay.
It starts with a Z, then Zandelate.
It starts with a Z. Oh, got it. Okay, I did come up with him. He did come up. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name.
Yeah, it's,
okay. So I did find him, New Jersey neurosurgeon. And was there a specific facility that you were visiting, a hospital?
Yeah, that was Jefferson and Washington Township.
Oh, got it. Okay, let's see. Jefferson Washington Township Hospital, and that is Cross Keys.
Correct.
Okay. Let's see. Phone number 856-582-2500. Address 435 Hurstville, Cross Keys Road, Sewell, New Jersey 08080, and then doctor specialty, that would be neurosurgeon. And then, Ms. Marsh, were there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
The procedure, like, I'm not sure what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, some people have gotten chemotherapy,
yes.
Surgery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Radiation therapy.
Okay. Radiation therapy.
Dr. Lucky limited into the machine with like high radiation beams to destroy like the remaining cells and, you know, prevent the meningioma from turning. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So it was the machine that you were in?
God, yes.
Wow, Miss Marsh. That seems intense.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, radiation therapy, and then
yeah.
Any medication, like pain medication, any chemotherapy?
The radiation, it lasted, you know, like 4 to 5, like 6 weeks. I went about 6 weeks,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I did put 6 weeks of radiation. Radiation therapy, you were in a machine with high beams. And then who was your treating doctor? Was your treating doctor the diagnosing doctor, Andrew?
Yes.
Okay.
The same doctor that diagnosed.
Okay. Let me put his information in this section here. And when you were treated, as far as the radiation and everything, were you ever hospitalized for meningioma?
Yeah, I had it. There was a complication, you know, with it.
Complication with meningioma?
Yeah.
Or the radiation?
Yeah, well, they had to do, well, oh, God. So they had to, like, open out my brain and remove, you know, part of my brain, from what I understand. And but, you know, they did the biopsy. Uh-huh. Like, they made a small incision in my brain, take a uh-huh. sample of the brain tissue, and then
uh-huh.
that's when, you know, they, you know, I guess found the brain tumor and
uh-huh.
And had a cranial, you know, the cranial anatomy,
uh-huh.
the surgery, and
so you did have cranial surgery. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me write that in the treatment as well. Cranial surgery.
It's brain type problems.
And then, so you were hospitalized. We don't have to remember specific dates. Again, as long as I have here, how long you were hospitalized for? Was it a week, a few days, 2 weeks?
Oh, God. Definitely at least a week.
Okay. Hospitalized
yeah.
for about a week. Okay. Okay. Thank you for that information, Ms. Marsh. I know it's not easy to remember all this or even to talk about, I'm sure.
That part also.
Yeah. I could only imagine. Again, I'm so sorry that you went through all that, but the bright side is that you're doing better now, and that's
Amen.
What matters.
Glory to God.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the law firm will go over all this with you as far as your medical records. However, it is a required question. So, do you have a copy of your medical records? And if you do, would you be able to provide them through email or electronically or through mail?
Yes, I do have a copy of the medical records. And I could give you permission to pull it out from the hospital, but I
mm-hmm.
literally had to walk into work as I was on my way there
mm-hmm.
when you called.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just was trying to hurry up and...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're actually almost done. Yeah, we're almost done. So then I will put on here that you do have a copy of your medical records. They do exist. You will be providing them should they require you to provide them. Again, they'll go over all the details with you. And then you would
okay.
be able to provide them electronically. And then this is the last question, actually. And then we'll go over everything one last time to make sure there are no typos. I'll make it quick. Do you have an emergency contact? So this is in case something unfortunate happens. We want to continue your case for your loved ones. So we always ask for an emergency contact in case you become unresponsive. And does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
I don't have an emergency contact. Only my mother.
Mm-hmm. We can put your mother on there, and they will only reach out only if they cannot contact you for an extended period.
Okay.
So this is just the last resort, like the last, you
okay.
know, yeah.
Okay. All right. It's 856.
And she does not live with you, correct?
Correct. No.
Okay. 856.
761.
761.
7566.
7566. And her first name?
Lucille.
Can you spell that, please?
L-U-C-I-L-L-E.
L-U-C-I-L-L-E. Got it. Okay. And then mother, and does she live in the same state as you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I really do have to get into it.
Okay, okay. We're almost done.
I'm sorry.
No problem. I didn't know you were on your way to work. I'm sorry. You probably mentioned that earlier in the call. Thank you for reminding me. And then let me put your email in this section to make it quick, because it's asking for your mom's email. You don't happen to have that, right? I can just put your email in there. Okay.
Yeah.
And then let's see here. We're almost done. It looks like we have completed everything. Everything looks great. I'm going to review just one last time before we create the DocuSign. You would like to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You have not signed anything for another attorney's office. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis, 7/15 of 2018. Date of birth, 1/15/1970. You did take the injectable contraceptive double Provera name brand. You started in 2015, October 5, 2015, and then you stopped 7/15/2018. I have your name as Beverly M. Marsh. I have the last four, 2957. We confirmed your email address earlier and your cell phone number, 856-842-7360. 201 Blackwood, Clementon Road, Clementon, New Jersey, 08021, apartment 1703. Is this correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. Okay. So now, this is actually very simple. I'm creating a DocuSign. It will be sent to your email. It's very simple to just sign an initial. I will stay on the phone with you in case you have any questions with the signing.
Okay. So you're sending this to where?
So this has been sent to your email. And
okay.
It's just a link. It's a DocuSign link that you would just click on. Once you click on the link, it opens up a DocuSign, and that will direct you on where to sign and where to initial.
Okay. Let me just work real quick here.
No problem at all. Take your time. I'm right here. I'll be composing a text message to send to you with my direct number and the law firm's information as well, okay? So take your time, Ms. Marsh.
You said you sent it just now?
Yes, I sent it to your email address.
Okay, Denise, is it Denise?
Yes. Yes, that's me.
Oh, wow. It's been in the site allow at this time. I don't know which one I touch.
I'm sorry?
Allow while visiting the site, allow at this time. I don't know which one to touch.
Oh, okay. So when you open the DocuSign, let's see here. You clicked on the link. It opens up a DocuSign webpage. You click yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. And then you may also click yes button to allow consent. I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue.
Okay.
And then I believe you'll also keep seeing like you'll see a start button and then you keep going from that point on.
It says completed.
Did you say completed?
It said completed, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me check on my end to make sure. I know you got to go, so I'll make it quick. I'm just going to make sure that I have it, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. I do see it here. Let me make sure it all looks good. Signature. Perfect. Everything looks good, Ms. Marsh. I wish you the best. Thank you for sharing your story with me. I hope you have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Day at work. And then
thank
I will, absolutely, I will send you a text message with my direct line and the law firm's information. I always say give them about a week for them to reach out to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Have a wonderful day, Ms. Marsh. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.